Jason Swigart back here at the Child Center. Thanks to Chris Austin for stopping by. We continue on with the AAA of Oregon post-game show, now joined by head coach Shante Leggins. And 41 days in between home games, and you knew it was going to be – you knew what was coming with Pacific.
Yeah, you definitely do. A scrappy team. You know, I just think, you know, they play hard. They do everything the right way. They're well coached. They do a good job. The coach does a good job with this team. He hasn't prepared. And, you know, they came out and they did something they haven't done all year. They changed their lineup to match up with us, which makes me feel good. And then they switched everything, which they haven't shown. And so they kind of put the guys onto their heels a little bit in the first half with some turnovers. But our guys, you know, came out the second half, played really smart, played really hard, still had a couple turnovers. Love Mo to shoot it instead of turn it over. He's so efficient when he does. But, you know, they did a good job. And so I got to give them a lot of credit for battling in that game, you know. But, you know, I got to give my guys more credit because they played a good game. We were better for 40 minutes. And, you know, we've been on the back end of those games. And when that, you know, when the team starts rolling and the team starts hitting shots like that, it's really hard to stay with us. And we got to keep moving the ball and keep shooting. You know, I have a lot of faith in our guys shooting the ball. So, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to that team. But our guys came up and stepped up and made plays.
Well, and how much has all the ordeal that this group has gone through since the middle of December through the holiday break, through a COVID shutdown, and then four straight road games to start the conference season, how has all of that built up to allow them to get this one down the stretch in clutch time?
Well, they're just getting tougher. They're just getting tougher. You know, we got a gauntlet coming up right now, but that's what, I mean, who wouldn't want it any other way? I mean, that's exciting for us. We go to the number two team in the country. We come back, we're playing another top 25 team in St. Mary's, and we come back and play another team that's up and coming in San Francisco. So, you know, that's what we signed up for. That's why I'm here. I want to beat those teams. And so, you know, our guys are confident. You know, I'll keep them confident. I'll keep them remaining confident. We're going to go into Spokane. We're going to play one of our best games, I believe. I think we're going to do everything we can to win a game. I mean, you know, they got to put on their shorts, shoes, socks, everything just like us. You know, they got more size right now, you know, but as we keep moving forward, it's going to be a lot of fun. And these guys are going to scrap and they're going to fight. So we're just going to go out there and play and have a good time. But this team is, they're a bunch of fighters. You know, they're a bunch of fighters.
So you balance scoring here, four guys in double figures, a lot more efficient in the second half, over 50%. And then the free throw line. What was the key to getting to the free throw line in that second half? What was the message at halftime?
Take that orange thing and dribble it into the purple thing, and you'll probably get fouled. I mean, it's that simple. And so Chris did that. He took it amongst himself. And when you get open shots, take the shots. And you got to do a better job of really understanding what we need. We're a good free throw shooting team. Laura, you know, X the BYU game, but we're a good free throw. We get to the line and we still miss a couple. Chris misses some, but he came up clutch and made all his second half free throws except one. So you put yourself in good positions if you do that, because we have a bunch of guys that are trying to learn a new system. You know, I want them to be creative, but I also want them to be unselfish. And I don't think we have any selfish guys, but I just think this is new, and it takes time. But I think these guys need to learn on the fly and play great and play hard and understand what we're trying to do.
And you like to see the backcourt rebounding as well. Mike Meadows had six, Chris Austin at five, and then you ended up going some foul trouble for Chica. You were trying to manage him down the stretch. So Yaru Harvey got those minutes down the stretch. And while his offense is still a work in progress, what he did contribute was help there defensively, able to take some guys switching, and then did a great job on the boards.
Yeah, in games like that, he's great. He does a good job. He's learning. He's a freshman. He's learning. And so, you know, it's tough because our system, you know, preludes to a bunch of guys that preludes. This is my boy, Alfonso. Good job, baby. Hey, love you, man. I love your game. Tell your family I said hello. You broke my heart, though. You know you did. You know you did. You should be in purple. But, no, you know, he came in and he played a great game. He played hard. He does things, you know, that other guys can't do. He could pick up and go full court. He does a lot of things that really put us in a good spot. And so, you know, as he gets better and he gets older, you know, I want him to keep his confidence. It's hard as a freshman, especially when, you know, you got to keep getting better and keep getting better guys. And you got to keep, you know, you got to keep fending things off. And so you got schoolwork, you got this. And for a true freshman, it's hard. And so, you know, I give him all the credit. He sticks with it, you know. We'll try to go with Nick early to get him some minutes, because you're going to need him, because he's one of those guys guys, but Yaru just toughed it out and played a great game.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. Chika Nduka continues to play over his head, really. We had Alfonso Anderson just drop by for hi, and Chika didn't maybe have the huge stats. That's still productive night,
yeah,
but I don't think it reflects what he was able to do taking on Anderson. They list him at 6'6". He's not. He's 6'8".
He's
6'8", 240.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
And Chika held him off a lot for all those guards to get those rebounds.
Yeah.
Obviously, foul trouble got him down the stretch, but he's been invaluable so far.
Yeah.
He's going to need some help, obviously, going to Spokane. How's Zoe's knee? Is he in line to be available on Saturday?
Maybe, but, you know, he's got to, I want him to get healthy, you know, so maybe we might use him. But, you know, we're going to go in there. I like Chika. You know, I think he's going to battle. He's going to compete. He's going to get under those skills. See, what a lot of people don't know about Chika is he played on one of the best high school teams in the country. He played against all these guys, so he's not intimidated by any of these guys. He was playing with Paolo and all these guys in high school. So these guys don't really, you know, they don't intimidate him. He's playing against a dude who's about to be the number one or number two pick. And so going into places like that, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays angry sometimes. And so, you know, he didn't have any rebounds in the first half, comes out in the second half and does a great job on the glass and gets four. You know, he puts in 10 points. I mean, there's one other freshman maybe doing what he's doing. And that's going to be the either number one or number two pick. So you got to think, like, he's doing things right now that other freshmen in this league aren't doing, and he's also helping us win and rejuvenating a program that's awesome. And it's showing, you know, the fans that, and the people that want to come to this university that if you play and you're good, you're going to play. And so I'd want to go to a university like that. I want to be in a program like that, and these guys want to be in a program. And so, you know, we're going to always push them. And whoever's a better player is always going to play. You're going to give them that. And Chica's been – he's earned it since the summer. And so you're really excited and happy for the young man. He does everything you want, close to a 4.0 student, does everything to the extreme, but at the same time, you know, he's got a lot to learn too. Bad foul at the end, couple miss, you know, just a couple things, but again, he's a freshman and he's helping us win games, and that's huge. That's huge to put some energy back in this program. I love it.
So early flight tomorrow, obviously, getting out to Spokane, getting settled in. What are going to be the keys for the guys to focus on and get the mentality right to go in there and not be defeated before the ball gets tossed up?
Well, sure. If you can't get excited to play the number two team and NBA draft picks and all that, then I don't know why you roll out and play hoops. You know, it's exciting. I mean, I'm watching the USA team lose to Ghana or something like that this summer. You can lose games. You got to be just good for 40 minutes. Our guys need to understand that. Like, okay, do they have the talent? Maybe they have the size, you know, maybe, but we shoot the ball at a high rate. We have great shooters that haven't been making shots, but you go and block out and you do a great job and you play with a chip on your shoulder and you make it a game, maybe they get tight. And so that's what we're going in there to do. And we're not going in there to just say, oh, it's the number one team or number two. We're going to win the game. And so that's our plan. It's been like that every single year. Every single time I've coached, it's always been that way, and it's never going to stop. I think we could beat anybody as long as you get out there and do the right things. And I think these young men deserve that opportunity, and I have all the belief in the world that we're going to go out there and play a great game.
Well, a good solid win tonight to build some momentum, some positive frame of mind for the guys, and congratulations on that. Glad to see everybody back here at the Child Center, and can't wait to hop on the flight to Spokane tomorrow with you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Glad you're back. Glad you're healthy. Go Pilots. Our women won.
Women won
big
in San
time.
Diego.
Best team in the league. We're coming. All right. Go Pilots.
There you go. Head coach Shante Leggins with the victory.